This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. NPR's Tiny Desk Contest is so popular now. It draws thousands of entries from all over the country. Many are sent every year from Northern California artists. Nick Bruner, our modern music director at CAP Radio, is here to explain. We're going to listen to a little bit of music and get everybody excited about something other than the reality of the times.
Not trying to diminish anything, but man, you just I personally can't just keep thinking about every lousy bit of news that's going on right now, and otherwise I would go mad, Beth. So it's nice to have music to kind of fall back on.
Yeah, and this Tiny Desk Contest really creates a lot of enthusiasm. So the details are.
Yeah, well, I want to start calling it Christmas 2. It's a ton of fun. This is the fifth year that NPR has held the Tiny Desk Contest, where they open up a month's worth of submissions from bands all across the country, unsigned. If you're 18 and over, submit a video of yourself playing an original song in front of your own version of a Tiny Desk. That is it. And then at the end of April-ish, they're going to be picking one winner to go on tour with NPR, play the famous Tiny Desk in D.C. In between that time, what CAP Radio has been doing for the last 2 years is convening our own panel. We'll get Northern California artists in a spreadsheet. We'll go through every single entry. We'll highlight our favorites online. And from those, we'll pick three artists to play our own summer showcase right here at CAP Radio.
Super popular, sold out showcase it is every year. Really a genius idea.
It's been growing year over year. It's so much fun. And I'm so grateful that people are interested in coming out and seeing this.
All right, we just have a couple minutes to sample some music, but let's do it.
Let's play some stuff that's just been new and recent and a lot of fun. Starting with this Sunday. This artist called Dan Deacon is playing at Harlow's. His new record is called Mystic Familiar. This guy is an absolute force. This is the first single from Mystic Familiar. Largely instrumental, this record by Dan Deacon.
Pretty.
And it's lovely. It's lush. It's electronic. It's interesting. It's very layered. His live show really has to be seen and experienced because he gets the entire crowd whipped up, dancing around in circles. Like, he'll start leading a group and instructing them on what to do. If you've ever seen Dan Deacon, or especially if you've never seen Dan Deacon, I cannot recommend his shows enough. They're so much fun.
And the show again is?
This Sunday at Harlow's.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
More music?
This next piece is on the opposite spectrum. This one's a lot more is in its own head, and it's reacting to, awful mass violence in America. It's by the Drive-By Truckers. It's called Thoughts and Prayers.
Someone to blame, never anywhere to hide. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers.
That is a refrain that people will pick up on and repeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Patterson Hood has always worn his heart on his sleeve lyrically, and naturally the song deals with his struggles of dealing with the effects of gun violence in America. Not a lot of interpretation necessary here. He lays it all out. He touches on the shootings in Vegas. Pick your school shooting. He's heartbroken. He has to explain it to his kids. It really is a wonderful piece of music, and I love it. The new album by Drive-By Truckers is called The Unraveling.
We're going to post a few more cuts online. You want to just name the artists?
We're going to hear from Frances Quinlan and OK Kaya. Frances Quinlan is from a band called Hopalong. This is her solo record. OK Kaya is Norwegian-born Kaya Wilkins with a lot of playful lyricism.
Okay, well, I think we're going to leave it there, Nick, but we got a little bit of music in, and thoughts of the Tiny Desk Contest just make everybody smile.
Thanks a lot, Beth.
Nick Bruner is our modern music director at CAP Radio. I'm going to leave you with a couple more pieces of news. SAC Republic Soccer is suspended for a minimum of 30 days, and there's more news regarding events at the national level, capradio.org, and we're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here on Insight. Be safe and take care.